welcome to the Whip Around. Yay! It is another edition where the sort of, you know, I don't know, once in future holiday scramble remains upon us. I still am standing strong, sitting.
You look strong.
Yeah?
Yeah, you look healthy.
I'm very potent.
Yep.
Very potent. I remain potent. It stings.
Viral.
Right.
Is it viral?
It's viral.
Viral.
I'm a viral male adult, and I'm here to spread the news. The good.
Stop spreading the news.
Stop
everywhere.
Stop spreading the news.
That
shit is viral. Gremlins 2. Do me a favor.
Yes.
Can you pull the string on that light bulb?
Ping.
Now I can see.
Yeah.
We have got quite a show for you today.
Woo-hoo.
We are rejoined by Kate Hayes, last heard on this very show.
Oh, yeah.
Who did a great job.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's going over very well. And the other host, I think it's getting the other host to be like, let me the hell back in there because she's having all the fun.
And that's how I felt while I was listening to it. You know, like it was an out of body experience.
I'm on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. On Twitter, I'm the Seanathan B. Hayes, I believe.
Yes, you are.
And on the Instagram, it's just me spelled the right way. Mm-hmm. You can also, Jill's on Instagram. You can find her there. Dave is Fat Lobster pretty much everywhere.
Is.
So you can look for that. Phil is a scientist. And Kate, where can folks find you?
You can find me on Instagram as Kate the OK. Or you can find me on Instagram as Kate Burners. And that's when I post most of the time on Instagram as Kate Burners. And anybody who is a glass artist, I definitely invite you to come and follow me there because I post a lot of cool things about fire and glass tools and stuff like that. You can also find me on Facebook as Kate Lawrence Hayes or as, again, Kate Burners. It's amazing.
Every time I hear Kate Burners, I want to say it in the cartoony gangster voice.
How
like,
so?
It's Kate Boyners.
Like, Boyners.
I always want to do it like,
hey, I'm Kate Boyners
hey,
over
it's
here.
It's Kate Boyners using the torch.
I don't think I'm saying it right. Boyners?
Hi, I'm Kate Hayes of Kate Boyners. That sounds like a cartoonish penis.
It does.
It's a boyner.
It's a boyner. Boyner.
Or it's like or it's like a curly cute pigtail boner.
Same thing.
Yeah,
same
that's
thing.
A boiner.
That's a boiner.
Pigs get boyners.
Ew.
And all dogs go to heaven. I think it's all dogs go to heaven too.
Anyway, follow Kate Boyners. You won't be disappointed.
For all your pig erection needs. We have a great show for you.
Wow!
We are going to be leading off Act 1 with a familiar segment that I've been waiting to do again for a little while.
Oh my god, it's like one of my favorites ever. I'm so excited.
It is time for Sean's Cabinet of the Macabre.
That's weird.
What was that?
I don't know. That's what came naturally.
Or the McCabinet, which I feel your sound just now is the sound effect for the McCabinet. So it's like, cabinet, you know, of the macabre, and it's like, but yours. Okay, here's the deal.
Sorry. I'm done.
This week is another one of my favorite things to do on the McCabinet, and that is celebrating a macabre anniversary.
Oh,
right,
I love
like
that.
Creepiversary.
Okay.
Creepiversary or macabreversary? What do you think?
Creepiversary.
Yeah, I think you're wrong. And
excuse me, coined Boyner
right
over here.
Got my pedigree. It is the by Menon of creepy pig-related erection one-offs.
Okay, get away from the creepy pig erections.
A message for always. Get away from the pigboyners.com. Anyhow, so when this comes out, which is in 2 days hence, so on Wednesday, Hello from the Past, it is going to be the 66th anniversary of the Great Smog of London.
Oh, ew.
Are you familiar?
Kind of, and very interested.
All right, so it was a multi-day event. This on Wednesday will be the anniversary of when it began.
Okay.
Like when it the smog part started.
Smog is so gross.
It's kind of neat.
Okay.
I think it's pronounced smaug. So I learned that in my Elvish class. Anyway, so December 5th, it began. It went to the 9th, but December 5th, 1952.
Okay.
Ultimately, 10,000 Londoners. I mean, they were people in London. Maybe there were some visitors. I hope not. Bad timing.
Yeah.
10,000 dead.
Ew, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Well, buckle up. Roughly 4,000 died during the actual Great Smog of London, with up to 6,000 died of complications in the following weeks.
Oh my God. In the 50s?
Yeah, 1952 to be
Holy
exact.
Holy shit.
Yeah. And I like to also, it's like a Silent Hill-a-thon. Like that is Silent Hill. So it went like this. Cold weather descends on London December 4th.
This
warm blanket of air somehow rests on top of that cold.
There is very
little airflow at all.
Okay.
So it just pushes this. The cold air is trapped under this warm
blanket sheet.
Yeah. And they call it an anti-cyclone or an anti-cyclone, depending on how homey, I guess, you're feeling.
Ooh.
Okay. So down comes the cold air. Pressed in place, nowhere to go, very little wind to disperse it, no precipitation to sort of, you know, break it up, mess it up, cause things to move around. And London churns its factories, it burns its coal.
Oh, God.
Wrinkles its nose as another bout of fog, because they're used to fog in London in that area. But they sort of wrinkle their nose about it as it builds up toward the evening of the 4th.
Yeah.
Overnight, more smoke. More industry, more particulates rising into this unmoving wall of cold air. And the fog at this point is changing. It gets thicker.
Ew.
Smellier.
Ew.
And nastier. Smog, ladies and gentlemen, has begun. So the sun rises on the 5th, but one could hardly tell.
Oh, my God.
Coal furnaces run as always, churning more and more soot into the sky. You know, it's the 50s. We've got cars also. Now, this is not Industrial Revolution. This is post. Cars belching out exhaust, and it's cold. So people at home are shoveling more of this coal into their furnaces, their fireplaces. And they're not, I mean, a lot of this is working class London. They're not using some kind of highfalutin, anthracite, whatever. What's anthracite? It's like a high grade, whatever. It's low grade smoke generating coal is what most people are shoveling more and more into their furnaces. You know, these are working sorts, so more smoke from that, more soot. The smog grows even thicker, and at this point, it apparently, by accounts, it smells, it tastes poisonous by now. So it's that kind of acrid, lung-stinging cloud cover that Londoners even have their own word for. It's called a pea super.
Oh, yeah. I have heard that. I have heard about the pea soup.
You're very worldly.
I am. Well, I watch TV.
You know, a lot of... This girl knows her smog. But this one is bad. Really
it's
bad.
Rancid pea soup.
And it's getting worse as gray day turns into rank... foul black night. People are moving around when they have to with their faces covered, when they have to go out on the streets. Public transportation starts to slow down.
Yeah.
Both literally, like they can't go as fast because it's a little more difficult to see.
Was there like a emergency thing? Okay.
So another day comes and another night. Still cold. Still the poison hangs in the air. It's not going anywhere. It's turning into these yellow explosions of light at night, too. These blasts of light around street lamps because they're these incandescent bulbs in the lamps. So in this thick smog, it just looks like blinding yellow nothing. It makes it worse. So it's difficult to get around at night. Visibility plunges down to just a few meters. And there's another day now. Above ground public transportation 2-3 days into this thing basically halts. Like there's just so little need for it and so little ability to navigate. Smog starts seeping indoors at this point. It's coming in through the cracks. It's coming in through the doors, the windows. Events are getting canceled. Even indoor events, concerts, because it's just too dangerous. It's gross. The city shuts down.
Okay.
And in the stillness, that smog closes in ever thicker, darker, nastier. People have to shuffle their feet, they say, to avoid falling down, to trip over something out in the streets they cannot see.
Oh, my God.
So they report that some of the quiet, it's so quiet, but of the sounds you can hear are literally feet shuffling on the pavement and coughing.
Yeah.
As people are moving around. And then you can see people, as they step outside, vanish into the smog, into this toxic mist. And then another day passes. And at this point, the day is like a grave. The only noises, scant shuffling feet. The underground, the famous London Underground, is still working. So you hear these rumblings under the quiet city. And they had these things on the train tracks. They set up these like exploding, they were safe, but they were like noisemakers on the train tracks to make sure that trains knew there's a curve coming. Bang! And to make sure that nobody wandering in the smog was going to walk onto the train tracks and pow, get smushed. And then the weather shifts.
Okay.
And the smog dissipates. The smog clears. And the city basically awakens to thousands in their homes of their elderly, the very young, the very sickly.
Yeah.
They're dead. Suffocated, poisoned in their homes, in their beds. They're just,
oh my God,
gone.
That's horrible.
And then for months, people fall ill from after effects of this,
yeah,
of this worst smog anyone had ever encountered. And here's the twist. For a while, the authorities, the people in charge of, let's say, the government and thus the industry, were like, well, looks like the flu to us. There was a flu epidemic. You know, what are you going to
do? No, so like the whole place just gets like blanketed with stuff and they said it's the flu.
At first, that was what they tried. That's what they tried to get away with. But soon, because that shit didn't work, London and England at large, they figured out what a lot of us should probably learn.
Yeah.
That you will take care of the environment or it will take care of you.
Yeah.
They passed all kinds of clean air acts and stuff. We got to do better than this.
You know what I thought of while you were describing that?
Yeah, I was going to say, so that's all I've got. What do you think? Happy anniversary.
Happy
great
anniversary.
Smog.
Happy
smogiversary.
How many days was this?
It was the 5th to the 9th. Four solid days
of shit air. They were just living in shit air.
Not shit.
Well, whatever.
Like
poison. Walking poison air. Do you ever see the episode of The Simpsons where it's at the very end of a treehouse of horror and they're like, well, yeah, everything's fine. Everything went back to normal. Well, except for that smoke or that mist that comes in and turns everybody inside out.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
So the whole time what you're talking about is I'm like, oh, my God, that's so horrible. I kept on thinking about, like, does it turn them inside out?
Here's the one thing that I'll say. This is my own reaction to the story.
Okay.
Is that it must have looked really cool.
There are
a couple photographs from the time, but the problem is much like, it's like, look at my photo of that really dark room. It's like, right, I can't see anything. Like, no, it's because.
Well, it's too bad that there wasn't like really great like audio, because I like the idea that like, nobody could hear anything.
Right.
You just
shuffling
heard the shuffling of feet. And then when
underground trains.
And then when the
train
wind
bangs.
Finally came and took it away, people were like, oh, thank God. Oh, my God.
Right. Right. Yeah, anyway, let's go look for Grandma.
Jeez.
She's been so quiet.
Yeah.
So, yes, I hope everyone has enjoyed this creepiversary of Sean's Cabinet of the Macabre. Right, for the cabinet. We're going to take a quick break now. Go outside, breathe some fresh air while you may. Breathe air while ye may, for the earth is coming at ya. We'll be right back for some weird news. Weird news, mate. Go off and have some air in the barbie. And that's Australian. What's a hello? Go out there and enjoy the air.
Take a walk.
Yeah.
Get yourself a cuppa, and they say cuppa sometimes on the Great British
Podcast. Oh, God, I knew you were
going to fucking show. I will bring it up every day.
Do you know what's interesting
it?
Is that you are obsessively watching that, and so often now I'm obsessively watching Monty Python, so I'm like, no, I will not watch British baking. I will watch British comedy. God damn it.
Well, they're basically the same show.
Anyway, we should take this break.
Bye.
All right. I really love the Whip Around podcast. Let's see. I already follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, but I think they have a website. All right. Let's see here. So it's www.thewhiparoundpodcast.com. All right. Here at the site here, I can subscribe to the show. I obviously already do that. I can look at some past episodes. I can find out more about the hosts. Cool. I can follow them, which I already do. What is this? Click here for free whip around swag? Fuck. God damn it. It's bullshit. These are a bunch of assholes.
Ready. Bring it back. Bring it in. Bring it up, my crack.
Yep. And we're back on the whip around. And Kate's telling me that maybe my story was a little too drony, too long.
I never said drony. That is all your
shit. She was like,
shit.
You're a fuckface.
I did say that.
But I hope it was. Citizens. I don't know. I thought it was a creepy, fun story.
That is a terrifying story.
Yeah.
And it's a really great cautionary tale when anybody says, like, maybe we should do more with coal. I'd be like, oh, really?
Go ahead. I've been wanting pictures of how that shit works.
It's so scary.
Let's turn things over to Kate, though. We haven't heard enough of her voice. So let's do about the weird news.
All right. So here's the article that I found, and I think it's really important for everybody who is listening, and especially you, Mr. Sean Hayes.
Don't tell him my real name.
Seanathan B. All right. New Orleans man accused of bomb threats insists he just had to poop really bad.
Whoa! What a headline! Did you make that headline up?
I didn't at all!
Can I hear it again?
Okay.
What?
New Orleans man accused of bomb threat insists he just had to poop really bad.
I like how you say poop.
Poop is a good word. All right, police said that the
suspect...
Did it
say really bad?
Yeah, really bad.
Not even badly?
No. Well,
print
it's HuffPost.
Is dead.
It's HuffPost. Okay. Police said the suspect told employees at Willie's Chicken Shack.
Oh, the story
that's
a gets place
even better.
That's a poop place. That's a poop place.
Y'all about to close right now because I'm about to get a bomb and blow this place up. Okay. So what happened was.
Yes.
So, it's right before closing at Willie's Chicken Shack.
Thank you for translating jive. Is that what you're about to do?
No. I speak jive. Okay. No. So,
Stewardess.
I'm not going to read the entire article, but from what I read from the article was.
You mean read it to us.
I've read the article. So a woman is working at Willie's Chicken Shack late one night, and a man comes in. He's all by himself, and he asks her, what time do you close? And she didn't. No, right away. She was like, I don't know, sometime soon. And then she said to the cops that he got loud and belligerent and never mentioned anything about a toilet or a bathroom or having anything like that, and just got up in her face and said...
You're quoting now?
Right back.
Okay.
Y'all about to close right now because I'm going to get a bomb and blow this place up. And so this dude got arrested, and his defense is, no, I just meant like, I'm going to blow up the toilet because I have to shit.
Do you realize what that means?
That is so my next defense.
When did he not? He didn't get to shit.
No, here's the thing. This is a lie. Because this woman is like, no, I'm ready to go to court to tell you there is no way that man came in there.
To take a shit.
The defense being like, you know, I was not in my right mind.
Right.
It was my, you know, insanity plea. His insanity
just
plea
have to shit
is...
like a madman.
I really had to poop.
I'm still... Okay, you seem very confident that he did not... Did he go into the briefcase that was ticking or something? I mean, what?
No.
Who goes in and goes like, hey, when do you close? Like, I'm not really sure. Well, I'm going to throw a goddamn bomb in here. Like,
maybe he was just... Maybe this is just something that he felt like he needed to do because he went through like a bad breakup and he was just mad.
Maybe he just needs to get better use of his verbs. Because if he had said, I'm going to drop a bomb in here...
Yeah.
That's a I have to shit like crazy defense.
So do you think that maybe when he said y'all about to close
because I'm gonna
blow up a toilet,
right? Like I don't know. Call me crazy.
Or maybe you should close.
Because I'm going to wreck.
Because I'm going to,
I'm going to wreck shit in here.
I'm going to wreck it.
Right.
Yeah. So.
You're about to order number two from me. I don't know. You know what?
The article didn't explain enough, though. It didn't say, like, did he run out? Did he run into a bathroom? Did she immediately go, like, you need to leave? I'm going to call the cops. Like,
and that's
there was
the thing. We're left with a lot of questions here. What is his name?
Oh, hold on. Arthur Posey. That doesn't.
That sounds like a man who shits intensely. P-O-S-E-Y?
P-O-S-E-Y.
Oh, never Willie's mind. Never mind. Check. I just Googled Arthur Posey and it auto completed to bathroom. Arthur Posey bathroom.
That's my goal in life is that when people try to write out my name, it auto completes to bathroom.
Well, you know how you have to do it. Okay, he looked
upset.
He looks like a distressed gentleman.
I think he's 30. Maybe it's the first time he ever had an emergency bathroom experience, and that's why he said that.
He's back in court later this month, but I don't see any updates, and the story is from November.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Why?
Because I thought it was updated.
It's from
it
late November
is.
And it's early December.
It is from
December.
November. Yeah, no. Sorry.
For a big get summer. Out.
Oh. I was like,
you better bring me a more recent story. I'm going to drop a bomb in this place. I don't know. I think. Okay, look.
I want to know if he gets off for the poop defense.
Look. He's going to wipe the floor with a.
He is not a pinch hitter, is what I'm trying to say.
Boom! Callback. Will you come back at some point, even if it's a phone call, and update us?
Yes, this is something that we have.
Can this be your legacy story?
Yes! We need to know about Arthur Posey and his poop bombs.
I'm looking at the TMZ.
And how he's attacking Willie Chicken Shacks.
The TMZ is all caps, man arrested, threatened to drop bombs in bathroom, .. And now it's no longer all caps.
Oh.
Claims he meant poop with an exclamation point. So I think headline writers earn their money, even though sometimes they're sensationalizing. This one, magnificent.
Oh, God. I really hope he didn't have to poop, is what I'm trying to say. I want to believe.
I trust him. I'm team Posey.
I'm team Willie Chicken Shack.
tip of the toilet paper roll to Arthur Posey. You've got a fan in me. And
I still want him to get off. I just don't want it to.
It says here, explaining he told staffers he was going to, quote, blow the bathroom up. You and I know what that means, Kate.
Yes, I do too, but that's not
first
what.
First of all.
The lady who called the cops said he said nothing about a bathroom. That is him saying it after the fact.
Well, I think this is a Bathroom Betty type situation.
Bathroom Betty?
You know those women who, like, call the police?
On
non-whites. I mean, I haven't seen her, but this is an African-American gentleman, and I think perhaps she's overreacting.
Oh, my God.
Because look, what kind of mad bomber is like, hey, I'm going out there today. I'm going to show them what I got. My specialty is I'm the bathroom bandit.
So you're thinking, okay,
he's a wet bandit terrorist.
So what you're saying is there's a very good chance that we have was a barbecue Becky.
Yeah, this is Bathroom Betty.
We have a Bathroom Betty, barbecue Becky situation.
Yes, that's my suspicion. He was like, I'm going to blow that bathroom up.
Some dude just said something stupid like that.
And she was on the horn with the police.
Cops.
Yes.
You know what?
I think he had he had a Lucy. And he's lucky they didn't. I don't even make this too heavy. He's lucky to be alive.
That's fucking horrible.
Team Posey. Team Bathroom Bomber.
Jesus. Oh, man. Well, now I feel bad.
You should.
Oh, God. Why?
I'm going to blow that bathroom up.
Yeah, I just destroyed that bathroom over there.
Who did this? Benchwarmers. If you haven't seen it, it's an inane comedy that is worth a wasted couple hours.
Oh, yeah.
It is not good. It's funny.
Yeah, that's right. That is exactly what it is.
Someone say that about the whip around someday. All right. My turn?
Yeah, it's your turn.
Okay.
Top the poop bomb.
I'm going to blow this weird news segment up. I'm going to start listing qualities of a place.
Okay.
And I want you to see how long it takes you to figure out what kind of let's call it a business.
Okay.
That I'm describing.
Okay.
I want to be clear. This is a real thing.
This is real.
I'm just going to describe traits. You know,
right,
I'm going to describe, you know, this how this place functions. Okay. Here people are restricted to 5 meters square cells.
Okay.
They are required to wear drab, monochromatic jumpsuits.
Okay.
They are placed into solitary confinement.
Oh, okay.
They are allowed no phones, no clocks.
Okay.
No mirrors. All meals are served through a hatch in their cell door.
Ew.
And last clue, once they're in, they will stay for 24 hours all alone, maximum.
Maximum 24 hours, drab, small place.
Cell, yes.
So a cell. Well, you're saying cell, so you, so
yes, I am.
So it's not, but it's obviously not a prison, because it wouldn't be weird news then, and if it's only 24
Did you know there are these places?
They have a cell.
They, bars, everywhere.
Everywhere.
They have this thing for bars.
They don't even give them a phone.
No.
They don't even give them a phone.
No.
So I'm going to say.
And it's not the Big Rock Candy Mountain.
This is, okay, I got it. I know what this is. This is fucking like Goop level detox kind of thing, where like really rich white Hollywood women are like, I just need to go to this place and detoxify from my environment. Mm. And that's what it is. And they spend fucking, it's $50,000 a night. That's how much.
I'm going to say that you're vaguely close.
Yeah! That's good enough for me.
What I'm describing is called, in translation,
okay,
the prison inside me.
Wow.
Which, sorry, for our married citizens out there, you get it. It is South Korea's premier, and as far as I can tell, it's only voluntary prison.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Voluntary
prison, though. Once you're in, like, I think barring an emergency, they give you an emergency button. Sort of like the
out.
Right. But beyond that, you're in
to punish themselves?
No. Check it out. Located in, I'm going to butcher it, Hancheon,
yes,
South, mm-hmm, Korea. And it's an area that's way east of Seoul. And it's a fairly chilled out, more farmland, agrarian, wide open spaces kind of area. And that's important.
Okay.
It's been around since 2013, has had nearly 2,000 customers in its time. But apparently now it's getting a lot more attention due to some recent studies about stress levels in South Korea.
I know what they're doing.
So what happens is customers pay the equivalent of $90. So,
oh, that's a deal.
Until it gets paltrowed. $90 for 24 hours of solitary confinement in one of 28 little cells that they have. Nobody can bother them. There's no fucking escape for one day. And it looks like it's actually a pretty good thing for people who can get it.
Oh my God.
Studies indicate that South Korean workers, their workforce, their, mm-hmm, employees, which is just about everybody.
Yeah.
They are the most overworked populace in the modernized world, with an average worker. Now, I don't know what it is in the U.S. I just want to say this.
Okay.
The average worker in South Korea clocked in 2017, 2,000 hours of work.
That means nothing to me. It has to be in one day. What is a day of work? Like
about 1,000 hours.
That's what you
can. I know what it feels like when you're in finance, but 2,000 hours. But here's what I can say. Their suicide rate,
it's higher than Japan?
It's more than double the United States. It's one,
oh,
of the highest
shit,
in the whole,
really,
world. Yeah, so they are stressed.
Because we're high. So,
yeah, man. It stands to reason that offering a time and a place to fully, can you like just express what I'm saying in your Goop language to,
okay,
do what?
Oh my God, they're totally detoxing.
That, it would be good business, and it seems to be, but, you know, apparently the only way to be sure in a place that tech savvy,
yep,
and that plugged in and that workaholiced is a total isolation that most people only get as a punishment. And the quote that I found in the UK paper, The Mirror, about this described, mm-hmm, the situation really tellingly. 28-year-old customer Park Hee-ree said, quote, ironically, it feels this prison is giving me a sense of freedom.
Okay, here's the thing that I love about this more than anything.
Hmm.
I want to go tomorrow. I think it would be the best. I've talked about this with other people before about really wanting to check into rehab, but not because I need to, not because I need to detox.
Fucking let me go but to because, rehab, no, and I say go.
I was like, I want to go. I want to go because I love the idea that I would go someplace and somebody else would wake me up. Somebody else would give me medication. I love that. Somebody would go like, this is what's for food. You don't have to choose.
Medicating
and this
them,
is
though.
And
okay.
this is your clothing. This is your, you're there. And
you
want to
be
98
years old.
I want so badly. Not forever, though.
For a day.
For a day. Oh, my God.
Old
oh,
for a
my
day.
God. Because massages are bullshit. You go in there.
Yeah, don't touch me.
Well, no, it's like 30 minutes and they're like, bye. Make sure to
touch
make
me.
Sure to drink a bottle of water. I'm like, so I have to go back to my life now? Eat a dick. I want to.
You're
going to
pull my leg
day.
Hair. Get off me. And don't touch me if you're a man. And definitely don't touch me if you're a lady. Like, this is
it's
too
all
complicated.
Bad.
And definitely don't touch me if you're old or young.
It's just not enough.
But what you're saying is give me that treatment.
Yes.
I wonder, though.
$90? That is nothing for a day where nobody can contact you and you don't have to think about what to eat. Oh, I would kill for that.
Sorry, missed the email. I was in prison. Sorry. Yeah,
I
so.
Want that so badly.
And the best part of the story for me is the title of the place. Like, what can we call this place? The Prison Inside Me.
The Prison Inside Me. The Prison Inside Us.
Yes, the Prison Inside Us All.
You know what, though? I'm such a hyperactive motherfucker, though. I would probably, within, like, 20 minutes...
I think you'd
sticking,
snap.
I would be sticking my... You know, because you said it has a little slot for the food to come
yeah.
in. I would be flipping it up and going, like, hello.
I think you'd
hello.
Be singing Nobody Knows.
I'm a bass.
Rattling a tin nobody cup knows. Within 2 hours. Excuse me, do you have any... What's your selection of British-based baking competition programming? No TV?
No.
Okay. Apparently, as a side note, apparently the only thing that they sort of offer as far
okay.
as, you know, beyond you're allowed to be in this room, you, yeah. you'll have lights.
Does it have like a bed?
Yeah. There
oh,
are photos
well,
online
nice.
To check it out. There's a little cot. Small. It's small. This is oh. a small place. There are some kind of like spiritual sessions you can opt you know, in or out of.
I'm just going to get a hotel room. I think that would
What's
be smarter.
What's your smallest room? Can I just get a bathroom?
No way. I still would want something bigger.
Okay, well, now you're
you
just describing being
yet.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
No,
like,
I am.
Can I just have a special place
can
that
Can I get myself
where...
a vulva egg with that as
yeah.
well? Maybe a vagina steam.
Can I sign up for the Mariah Carey package?
I only want blue M&Ms.
Right. Okay. Now you're going Ozzy Osbourne.
All right.
On
I've
me,
gone.
And I'm not
I've
sure
gone.
Where this
I've
is
gone
heading.
Really far. What I'm saying
it's
is
this chimera of Mariah Carey's like feet and her shoe collection.
Yes.
Goop's vagina.
Whoa, that is so upsetting.
And Ozzy Osbourne's head.
In South Korea.
In South Korea, and that, my friend,
yes.
is the prison inside me.
So can we go, can we do it couples? That'd be terrible with the time.
No.
Oh yeah.
No. The last thing in the world that I want is solitary confinement with my spouse.
No.
Not because I don't love you. It's because I do.
We won't survive.
No. And they're not like, and there's a no. very special fart dampening situation in there.
Wait, is there a toilet in there?
I'll be honest, I couldn't see it in any of the pictures, but there must be. Because you're in solitary confinement. There must be. It's just probably because they're not going to. They
yeah.
actually show. The main picture I was looking at was, yeah. was kind of a fat dude in this Aww. Little cell. And
he was happy with a thumbs up?
No, he was like hunched over a desk. He looked happy on the inside. I don't know. He's probably on the toilet. My point also is that he's big enough that it was hard to see some of the room.
Okay. Ooh. Okay, wait. What's the name of this place again? Prison Inside Me?
It is called, well, yeah, it is called The Prison Inside Me.
So, but what it really is the prison around me to free inside me. Was that too long?
Do you think maybe that's a little
it's
big
too long?
For the business card?
It's big, yeah.
Potentially?
Some businesses still know how business is done.
Right.
Office reference.
So, yes,
for
it
all
was.
Of you.
What would you call this place? Let's say you open your own.
Oh, okay.
What
I would name it. I would name it.
Now, remember, you're doing this for overworked and
Cubbies
stressed.
For
hey, 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 hey. You're doing this. Now, don't answer yet. You need to reformat your thinking.
All right.
You're doing this for middle to lower middle class, overworked, overwrought American workers.
Okay.
What do you call your place?
I call it McCell's. Because that's the only way. That's how you get them in there. That's how you get it. It's branding.
What do you like? Leave a trail of nuggets to get them into the cell or something?
Oh my God, yeah.
All right. I'm curious to know if anybody out there wants to share what you would call your happy, fun prison.
Don't even try to think that you're going to have a better name than McCell's. Oh, that sounds like incels. Ooh.
Yeah. And now you're married to it. Too bad. That's your idea. Copyright 2018.
I also had Cubbies for Cuckoos. That was a good one. There's, you know, a couple K's.
What do you mean a cuckoo? Like, if you're...
You're a cuckoo.
No.
Cuckoo for Cubbies.
We'll be right back after a break. Go ahead
I'm
and...
great at naming things.
Take a quick break. Maybe curl up in a 5-foot squared room that hopefully has a toilet. And see if you don't feel more relaxed on the other side of this break. Just imagine it's, the walls are closing in. How relaxing.
Hey, it's Phil. I know, I'm not here this episode, but... You are. So where the hell are you going? They're coming back right now. Don't move! They're back! Shh!
Good.
Let's bring it back. Back on the show. Bringing it back. Back to the show. You are a hoe. And let's go.
And that's You Are a Ho, Let's Go by Kate Hayes and the Poupettes from their classic 1999 album.
That's right.
Let's Get It Farted in Here.
Ha!
Which I know that the let's Get It Started in Here is probably way after that. It's like 2005 or something.
3, 4, 5, something like that.
Before corporate America was like, let's start every meeting ever with it. Anyway, I would like to quote at @sincerely_Tanya from Twitter, who in response to the story of, in my opinion, framed Arthur Posey and the bomb drop, she tweeted, anyone that's familiar with urban vernacular knows that blow up the bathroom means to funk it up with a mean poop job, LOL.
A mean?
That's a model American.
A mean poop job, LOL. Oh, man.
Thank you, sincerely. _Tanya. Yes, though, before we close out the show with our final segment, that rip-roaring... Okay, the phrase ass-tearing jumped into my brain, and I had to... Now it's in yours. Before we move on with the ass-tearing...
Yes.
Kate.
Hello.
Are there any plugs you would like to engage in? Are there any advertisements? Are there any... Where can people look to find you? What should they be on the lookout for you, for Kate Burners, for Bethlehem Apparat, blah, 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 blah?
You know what? Something really exciting is happening with Bethlehem Burners right now. We are developing a new bench burner. Actually, it's just started production. This bench burner is sort of a remodel of a very popular torch of ours called the Champion. It's called the new version is the Champion Sharp Flame. It's going to be released in February, and we're going to be releasing it at a show in Vegas called Glass Vegas. And I'm doing a lot of posts. I know it's very clever, and I actually really, really love that show very much. So definitely check out my Instagram, Kate Burners, for updates on this torch and for that show. And just keep following me there because there are some really exciting, fun developments with that. And if you are interested in glassworking or if you are a glass worker, definitely find me there and ask me questions because that's what I'm here for. So that's what I'm plugging today.
Let's get it hotter in here. Let's get it hotter in here. Let's
melt glass. Is that it? No.
Make glass art.
In here.
In here. Hey, let's make glass art in here. It's Sean Hayes' postmodern shit show.
What about you? Plug something.
No, it's time for three in a row. That time of the show, we talk about the things we didn't have time to talk about during the regular arc of the show, or that didn't fit in with the theme of the show, or that had no smog or poop drops in them. I just realized that we have a sort of a running theme going of stank ass shit during the show. Anyhow,
yeah, it's the poop show.
Yeah, it's a poop show. It's the poop around. This is our chance, however, to talk about those things that we couldn't fit in elsewhere. We each have 30 seconds, 3 turns apiece. When our turn is over, you'll hear something a little bit like this. which is Desi, the decibel telling us it's time to shut up and move on to the next person. Once we do that three times, that's it. That's the show.
That's it.
Maybe they'll have like a few other cutesy, bootsy things to say at the end, but that'll be...
At the end.
That'll
don't
be at the
don't
end.
Bother with it now.
Maybe we'll all be dead by then. Who knows? We didn't figure out who's going first on this
one. I'm going
first. You're going first on this one. So without further ado, Kate, are you ready?
Yes.
Kate, are you set?
Yes.
Kate, are you... Go, 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 go!
Chinese marathon cheaters caught on video.
Whoa.
That's right. November 30th, organizers of the half marathon in China said a total of 258 runners were disqualified for cheating. Some of them used doppelgangers to cheat the race. Some of them fudged their little like numbers on their chest, and some of them were caught on video actually just taking a quick shortcut. So anyway, you're burnt, you're caught.
Yeah, I guess they were. In shady science news, a team of scientists at Harvard are planning a real-life test of a planet-cooling experiment since our leaders are fucking up the planet because money. Zhen Dai and her colleagues are going to release a small sample of calcium carbonate, you know, basic fucking antacid, into the stratosphere to gauge how well the sparkly fizz can reflect some of the sun's rays and just barely cool things off. And if it works, we could see larger applications lower the temperature of the Earth in the face of apocalyptic irresponsibility, and that it'll be done with antacid is just goddamn poetic.
All right. In dude, you're fucking old, deal with it news. Court rejects man bid to subtract 20 years from his legal age. Mm-mm. A Dutch court has rejected the 69-year-old man's request to subtract 20 years from his legal age because that's how he feels on the inside, and he wanted to have that represented legally. You can't do that. You old. We all know it. Deal with it.
Wow, ahead of schedule.
Ooh, thank you.
Ahead of schedule. In Gamers Gone Wild news, the smash hit Red Dead Redemption 2, while lagging like crazy on releasing the fucking soundtrack on iTunes, I really want it. They have coordinated with internet-based Barking Irons to offer some, quote, high-end clothing based on what can be found and worn in the game. Little nods to plot points like the name of the central Vanderlind gang are stitched inside $250 coats, $100 Henleys, and various other tops in that same price range, which is amazing. And I can't wait for designer vials of tuberculosis to become the next big thing in stocking stuffers.
All right. In Are You Fucking Kidding Me? We Live in the United States of Motherfucking America news. In God We Trust. Does it belong in schools?
No.
Well,
no.
Apparently several states have just decided that it is. It not only should they just put In God We Trust in public schools, but also some places are even trying to get the 10 motherfucking commandments in public schools. What I am saying to you right now, here and now, everybody, is not get the fuck off with this shit. You are free to worship anything and just stop it. All right, fine. I'm done.
Keep it at home. All right. Last thing here. I don't know how long this will even take. We're all hearing the headlines in the news about the suspicion and the accusations of Neil deGrasse Tyson about some misconduct with a number of women. Want to give utter sensitivity and understanding to all the victims. But I also want to say, if ever there's been a time to stop prejudging anything, to get out of the road and let justice system take care of what it does, it's now with a person who's accused, who is a scientist, who has said, look for evidence, wait for it. Don't, you know, if he's found guilty, then let's get rid of this dude. But, you know, don't just jump to his defense and be like, oh, I don't buy that. Don't just say like, oh, they're all right. Just hold off. Wait for evidence. Let's just let justice do its job and don't go around acting like you know one way or the other. Be sensitive and understanding and maybe be a good person.
Yes.
That's another thing. I'd like to also just remind everybody who's in a position of power to be extra careful. Even if you think you're okay, be sensitive to other people out there. Be understanding. Be sympathetic. Be nice.
Yes.
That's all I want to say.
Well, I'm glad that you did say that, because be nice, damn it.
And I think that's a good message for everybody.
Be nice.
Get the Ten Commandments out of public
Don't
school.
Don't force anything on anyone. How about that?
There you go.
Stop forcing people.
Stop forcing
Stop
things.
It.
Stop forcing
Stop
it.
Stop it. Yeah.
Stop forcing it.
Stop forcing it and let people drop bombs.
Yeah. Stop forcing it out and stop forcing people to keep it in.
Yeah. And
that's not something I want repeated. It's not going to work.
It's not going to work.
That does not work.
That does not work. Well, I learned a lot. I'm not going to lie. I learned
smog,
a lot.
We got smog, we got shit.
I learned about
justice,
the quiet, scary smog that kills everybody. Yeah. I learned that you got to be careful about how you tell people how you have to poopy. I learned that sometimes it's good to be imprisoned. That, you know, uh-huh. That's good. And you, Chinese people got to stop cheating in marathons because they'll get you.
All right, so you didn't really learn anything about sending antacid into the sky? Or
I learned about that, too, but that was, you know, it's so fast.
Oh, I'm probably going to end up dropping a $100 bill on Henley from a video game?
Oh, yeah, no, I already know that. Well, that's something I already knew. That's not a new learning thing.
This is my shirt. I like collecting little baubles and little items and trinkets. That one would be a new level. Like, and that one there is my shirt.
That's your shirt. That's... Congratulations.
Don't wear that. That's my game shirt. You only wear it when you're in the game. All right, folks. This has been a great time. Thank you again.
Thank you for having me.
To everybody for listening.
Oh, I never know when you're talking to
and
me.
Yes, thank you, Kate, for being on the show not once but twice. 2 weeks in a row. And also, Kate is the one who does the overwhelming number of our posters. She is fantastic at that with graphic design. She's been helping us with some advertising ideas. So Kate is sort of one of our secret weapons. Another one is Caroline Laporta, who does so much of the technical programming stuff.
Amazing.
So, again, tip of the toilet paper to you both. Mm-hmm. Well done. And I'd like to remind everyone to also, if you're a sports fan, check out Podadelphia. I think their episode is dropping like a different. Usually it's Monday mornings. It's like a Tuesday. I don't know.
Yeah.
But they just did a Monday night episode. So check that one out. Also, check out Phil's Hidden Addenda every week on Thursday on our Facebook page. He takes something from an episode of The Whip Around that we just did and expands on it like only a tattooed scientist can. And also congratulations to Phil out there. He just like got first place in a punchy kicky
tournament
of some kind.
The punching and the kicking. Yeah, so the magician scientist.
Yeah, so can't take that away from him. Unless you hit him over the head from behind first.
Yeah, I still think that he would get us. He's intense.
We'll find a way. We always find a way.
Life finds a way.
Life and the whip around finds a way. We will see you.
No.
We will talk to you.
Yeah.
You know, next week. In the meantime, remember, you can contact us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Reach out to us, thewhiparound@gmail.com. Visit our website, thewhiparoundpodcast.com, and let us know what you think. We enjoy hearing from you. We love hearing from you. We want to know what you like, what you don't like, what you have to share. If you have any weird news of your own, gimme it. Just give it to me. And thanks again.
Give me that.
Rate and subscribe. It helps people find and listen to the show. We love you. I gotta poop.
Bye. That's my goal in life, is that when people try to write out my name, it auto-completes the bathroom.